long time since we have took part in the Lord's Supper. And so it was laid on my heart that we need to do this, because it says, as oft as we take the Lord's Supper, we remember what He's done for us, how His body was broken for us, how the blood was shed for us. And in this ceremony, first of all, I need to explain that this church believes in closed communion, which means that only the members of this church partake of this service. That's not to try to push anybody out or anything else. We have a closed service. So if you're not a member here, please let the cup and the plate go on by you. If you're a saved person and you're not a member here, even at that, no offense, let the cup please pass on by you, because this church believes in closed communion, because we believe in the facts of discipline and everything else that goes along with the church, and that because of that, we would know who's in good standing, who's not in good standing, and those things in the church. So that's what it's all about. Now, on the other hand, this bread that we're going to break in a little while, and this wine that we're going to drink in a little while, is not the actual body of Christ. It never turns into the body of Christ like some other people believe. We have bread that is a symbol of the body that was broken for Jesus Christ. We have the wine as a symbol of the blood that was poured out for our sins. And so therefore, we're not going to turn this into Jesus and then take part of it, but it's a remembrance and a sign of what Christ has done and the things that He's went through. In fact, in Matthew 26, 26 through 30, it says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.'" Jesus started this thing. This did not come up with men after Jesus was dead. This did not start after the fact that Jesus was gone. He said, "We're going to need to come up with some reason, some way, somehow to remember what Christ did." Christ started this ordinance. This ordinance. And we have two ordinances in the Baptist Church, as we mentioned several times in Sunday school this morning. We have baptism, which only takes place after someone has made a profession in the faith of Jesus Christ. Then they're baptized, or when we take a member by letter or by movement from some other church with a good testimony of salvation and a good baptism from that other church. But we believe in that your first ordinance is you must be a believer. You must be saved, born again by Jesus Christ Himself, and then be baptized before you can ever take the second ordinance, which is the Lord's Supper. You cannot take, you can't just go into church and take the Lord's Supper without having become baptized into a Baptist church at some point. So it says here that He took the bread and He passed it to them. They break it. Then He took the cup and gave thanks and given it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it again with you in my Father's kingdom." In other words, this is the last time in the flesh that Jesus Christ will be eating and drinking of the supplement, or the last supper that He had here, until we all gather together again in the Father's house. And then there's going to be one nice party. It's going to be one great thing. And Luke, it says, "For I say unto you," in Luke 22, 18 through 20, "I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And He took the bread, and He gave thanks, and He broke it, and He gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given you. This do in remembrance of me." So Jesus didn't actually eat Himself. He broke the bread as a symbol of, "This is my body. This is what you do in remembrance of me." In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 16 through 17, he says, "This, the cup of blessings which we bless you, is not the communion of the blood of, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? We being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of this one bread." In other words, everybody who is saved, everybody who is born again by the Spirit of God, by Jesus Christ, is one body, one family, one group, says we are all partakers. And y'all, I know y'all been sending them on paper. You know that's a thing I don't go with too good. So I'm going to turn to Corinthians this time, if you will. And I'm going to be in Corinthians chapter 11. And there's a lot of meat in Corinthians chapter 11, but I'm going to start in about 17. And it says here, "Now in this I declare unto you, I praise you not." 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 17. "I praise you not that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and there are partly believe it, for there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not for the eating of the supper." In other words, we're not here for a party tonight. This is a serious thing we're here for. This is not to just everybody brings their supper, try to impress anybody with their how much food they can bring or how much stuff they can bring. This is for us to break the bread of Jesus Christ. This is not about a party. This is about seriousness. This is about something that Christ has done for us. It says, "For in eating everyone taketh before him his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What? Have we not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not." In other words, we're not here to impress people with all the groceries I got. Somebody ain't got no food. Somebody has a lot of food. Somebody eats a big thing, gets all laid back and fat and sassy while they're doing this thing, and somebody else goes hungry at this meal. This is a common bread of Jesus Christ. This is the resemblance, the representation of Jesus Christ. This is not the ribeyes that somebody brought, or the chicken or whatever. This is the body resemblance, remembrance of Jesus Christ. And the wine is remembrance of Jesus Christ. It says, "For I have received of the Lord." That's a good place to start, getting somewhere you've received of the Lord. It says, "For I have received of the Lord that which was delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night," and that's a good thing, night, the same night. That's why it's called the Lord's Supper. I know people say, well, we have communion or whatever on every fifth Sunday at dinner time or whatever. Well, they can if they want to, I guess. But I'm kind of a stickler to Scripture. I like the Lord's Supper because it's the Lord's Supper. He instituted it on an evening and night. He says, the Lord's Supper. He said, on that night in which was betrayed, he took bread. This is the very night that he was betrayed. This was the very night that he was getting ready to go to the cross. This is the very night before going to the cross when Judas went out and sold him out. When Judas went out and went against him. On the very night that Judas went against him, he broke bread and he gave it to his disciples. And talk about the ones who were faithful, the ones who were the actual church, the ones who were actually right there in his presence. Judas was already going out of the way. He didn't break it for Judas. He broke it for the ones who were still there. That very night he broke the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." This do in remembrance of me. Not for your salvation. Not for your forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. There are some people out there that says, when I take that cracker or I take that wafer or I take that piece of bread, then I am absolved from any sins that I had during the week. That's not true. That's through the forgiveness of Jesus. That's through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's through the faith in Jesus Christ that He has saved you. The cracker, this thing here, does not save anyone. This is done in remembrance of the one who did save people. In remembrance of the one who does save people. Not in any way does this have any power to deliver you or save you from your sins. But it does put you in a good standing with God because He says, as often as you do it, as often as you eat it, as often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me. And do it in remembrance of me. Now, I don't want to make this an every Sunday thing, and I don't think we will, but the thing is, people can get commonplace in this, especially the ones who think that this has any municipal value. They say, I'm going to go to church on every fifth Sunday so I can take my cracker, I can take my juice, and I'm good to go for another five Sundays. This has no power like that whatsoever. If you're at church there for five Sundays, you need to repent and get right. But the thing is, as often as we do this, ever how off that may be, as often as we do this. It says here, take and eat, for this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do you as oft as you drink in remembrance of me. So even the cup, he took, he supped, and he gave it to them, and they supped, and he just said, as oft as you do this in remembrance of me. Remembrance of what? The fact that his body was broken, the fact that his body was pierced, the fact that his body was beaten, the fact that his body was given as a sacrifice, and not only his body, but his own holy blood was given for the remission of sins for all who believe. All those who put their faith in Jesus Christ, he has covered them with that sin, from that sin. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. In other words, as oft as we do this, we remember that he died for us. He died for the ones who believe. He died for the ones he came to get. He did not lose one single one. He will never lose one single one. He says, all that the Father hath given me, I will bring home. I will save. I will deliver. He's not going to lose. He didn't come down and say, I hope somebody will believe. He came down here and died specifically for all those that the Father gave him. Not one will be lost. Not one will not go to heaven. Not one will never miss an opportunity. He will stay on them till he brings everyone to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. He won't just get you to take you up there. You will come to repentance and you will come to faith in Jesus Christ. As often as you do this, you show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, so whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. That's a serious accusation right there. If you're going to take this supper tonight, if there's any reason in here that you're out of whack with God, whatever you've got going, before you participate, you need to ask God for forgiveness. You need to get it right. That's all there is to it. And if you can't get it right here tonight, even if you're a member of this church, even if you're right with this church, let the cup pass on by. Do not drink this thing unworthily. Do not take the cracker unworthily. It says here, wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. It says, let a man examine himself. I'm not your examiner. I'm not the one who has to look at you and say, well, brother, you remember what you're doing. I'm not that guy. I have not that power. I don't have that stroke. But it says here, if you know, you examine yourself. If there's anything between you and God, you know. You're the one that has to be right with God. I can't get you right with God. You have to get right with God. It says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That's a serious accusation. That's a serious charge. To eat and drink of this thing unworthily brings damnation to himself. That doesn't mean that he's cast into hell. That's not what it means. But it does mean that you're in serious issues with God himself if you just nonchalantly can be in sin or out of work with God and take of this supper right here tonight. That would be a scary thing. It says, For this cause, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. In other words, my Bible says, I don't know what your Bible says, my Bible says that they were people who took of this supper. Who took of this supper while they were in some type of sin, some type of outwardness with God. And it says that many are weak, many are sickly, and some of them are even dead. Now, I'm thinking kind of like Ananias and Sapphira. They weren't killed because of this, but they were in a sin, and they made a reproach on the Holy Spirit, and they lied to the Holy Spirit, and God said, that's it. I'm sort of glad he don't do that quite as quickly nowadays as he did back then, but he could. He very well could. It says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." First of all, before I take of this thing, I need to examine myself. I need to look at my faults. I need to look at my stuff. I need to say, "God, if I have anything, I need to get them right. I need to ask for forgiveness. If I have anything at all against any brother or sister in the church, I need to ask for forgiveness. I need to be right with everybody here." That would be all in the same category here. It says, if I would examine myself. It says, if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord that we should not be commended with the Lord, condemned with the world. In other words, first of all, if there is something really, really bad between me and God, He's already hitting me with it already. If you've got something between you and God that ain't right, it says God chastens every son. God chastises every son. If there's something wrong with any one of His children, they already know. There's no, "Well, I wonder if God remembers." No, if He's remembering it, you're remembering it. He's got it all right there. He says, "Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Care for one another. Love one another." This ain't about a who's who in the church thing. This is about every one of us standing at the foot of the cross. Every one of us being on equal playing ground. Every one of us being brothers and sisters. And the only reason we're here is because of the grace of God. And nothing in ourselves got that grace for us. We are here purely because God said so. We're here only because God said so. "Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another." We should care for one another. We should be willing to go all out one for another. "And if any man hunger, let him eat at home." If you came here to get filled up, you came to the wrong place. If you hunger, this is not what we're doing tonight. This supper is not about getting filled up. It's not about getting fat. It's not about getting sassy. This is about remembering Jesus Christ. Remembering His death. Remembering His body that was broken. Remembering the blood that was poured out. This was all done in remembrance of Him and not about our stomachs. It's not about us at all. It's all about Him. It says, "If any man hunger, let him eat at home. That we come not together into condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come." In other words, this is all about Jesus. This is all about what He did. All about what He's got going on in His life, for our lives. Everything that's been done here tonight is in honor of Jesus Christ. It's in honor of the fact that He laid down His life for the sheep. It's about Him coming and becoming a man in the flesh. The only way He could save us, the only way He could deliver us, is He had to become one of us. The only difference is His daddy was God and our daddy was Adam. His daddy was sinless. Our daddy was not. He could live in this world. He could live on this thing. He could walk a perfect life without sin because His daddy was the Holy Spirit of God and ours was another man. That's why we were born sinners. He was not born a sinner because He had no human blood as a father in Him. He got His blood from God Himself. That's the difference in Jesus Christ and us, is we have man's blood handed down, father to father to father to father, because we get our blood and our stuff from our fathers. God was the Father of Jesus Christ. God was the one who hovered over Mary. God was the one who put the seed in Mary, and Jesus was what came out. Holy God in the flesh, Son of God, God with us. Amen. Holy God. So as we're about to get ready to partake of this supper tonight, why don't we take a few minutes in prayer with God, a few minutes in prayer with God, and if there's anything we need to get right with God or whatever, you have a little opportunity to do what you must need to do. So, Brother Neil, would you pray for us, please, during this time?
Most gracious and loving.
had none of these, but then again, Jesus didn't have no reason to need these. The Bible says, Jesus took the bread. Well, I'm not Jesus, but I am at this time going to break the bread for the communion for the Lord's Supper. He says he took the bread and he broke it. The bread and he blessed it. Brother Keith, would you bless the bread, please?
Most Holy Father, we bow before your holiness tonight, thanking you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, the one who went to Calvary. And as Brother Charlie has shown here tonight, your body was broken, it was pierced, it was whipped, it was gone through all kind of humiliation he did for his people. His body was broken. And tonight, as we partake of this, let us always remember, every time we do this ordinance, that you have left us, and we do it in remembrance of what happened there at Calvary that next day. That night, our Savior was betrayed. The next day, he was taken and hung there on that tree. It was mocked and whipped, and his body was broken for our sins. Let us remember that. Let us never forget what our Savior went through for us, for our salvation, for our redemption. He substituted. We, as sinners, should have been on that tree. But his body was broken for us. Help us to remember that tonight as we partake in Christ's name we pray.
Jesus gave it to the disciples. He said, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and eat." And he said, "And this is the cup." And he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it unto him, saying, "Brother Lucian, would you give thanks for the cup, please?"
Jesus has
cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to them and said, "Drink ye all of it, for this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin." And they drank, all of it. Then it says, and when they had done all that, they sung a hymn.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amen. Now, you're dismissed.
And they went out.
I am so glad that y'all came tonight. I'm glad you missed. I'm glad you didn't miss any good preaching, because I'll do that for you next time you come.